This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Tuesday he does not think Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is trying to play politics with the war in Gaza.
I don't think so. He's trying to work out a serious problem yet.
President Biden earlier on Tuesday said Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu may be stalling on ending the war in Gaza for political reasons, according to an interview with Time magazine. Asked whether he thought Netanyahu was prolonging the war for his own political reasons, Biden said, quote, "There's every reason for people to draw that conclusion." The U.S. is pushing U.N. members to support its ceasefire plan in Gaza. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The U.S. urged the U.N. Security Council on Monday to support the three-phase plan announced by President Joe Biden, aimed at ending the nearly eight-month war in Gaza, freeing all hostages and sending massive aid into the devastated territory. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield says the U.S. had circulated a draft resolution to the 14 other council members to back the proposal for ending the conflict. The brief draft resolution obtained by the AP would welcome the May 31 deal announced by Biden and call on Hamas to accept it fully and implement its terms. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. President Joe Biden says he's restricting asylum claims to help gain control of the U.S.-Mexico border. The American Civil Liberties Union says it will sue over Biden's plan to enact immediate significant restrictions on migrants seeking asylum at the border. Biden signed the proclamation on Tuesday as the White House tries to neutralize immigration as a political liability.